I've had a busy day, and I have to operate very early tomorrow morning. Can't you wait until tomorrow afternoon?
Oh, no, Doctor. That would be too late. I beg you, please come right away and hurry.
Very well. Since you are Raphael Depictor, I'll make an exception. I'll come right away.
When Dr. Know-It-All arrived at Mr. Depictor's house and saw that the patient was not the artist but his dog, he was furious. But immediately he thought of a plan to get even. Hiding his anger, he said calmly,
I can't tell you right now what's the matter with your dog, but this medicine will alleviate it. I'll study the case and call you when I've made the diagnosis.
At midnight of the following day, Mr. Depictor was awakened when his telephone rang.
Who is it?
This is Dr. Know-It-All. Mr. Depictor, come quickly to my house. It's urgent.
But, Doctor, it's past 12. Besides, early tomorrow morning, I have an appointment to paint the portrait of a very important person. Can't you wait until tomorrow afternoon?
Oh, no, that would be too late. And what I have to say is too important to discuss over the telephone. Please hurry.
Mr. Depictor, thinking it was about his dog's illness, jumped out of bed, got dressed, and ran to the doctor's house.
Doctor, doctor, what's the matter? Why did you call me at this time of night?
I'm very concerned about something, and I must know the answer right now.
All right, all right. What is it?
Please tell me, how much would you charge to paint my house? The patient and the doctor.
A very optimistic doctor is standing beside the bed of one of his patients, who has been in the hospital for several weeks. The worried patient asks him,
Am I going to get better, doctor?
As you know, you're still quite ill.
Yes, I know, doctor, I know. But please don't let me go on with false hopes. Tell me the truth.
I've been studying your case in my medical books, and I've done a lot of research on your problem.
Please don't try to soften the blow. Tell me the truth, no matter what it is.
I'm convinced that we can keep you alive. Yes, and I can even say that you are definitely going to get better.
Wonderful. But I don't understand how you can be so sure. Up till now, all the other doctors have told me that the disease is fatal. How can you be sure that I'm going to get better?
I'm a scientist in the art of medicine. I've studied your case carefully.
Yes, yes, I know all of that, Doctor.
In the latest medical journals, they've published the results of a long study on this disease.
And what does this study show?
In your case, I'll continue the present treatment, and I'll trust in the scientifically proven statistics.
And do these statistics show that I'm going to get better?
Exactly. It's been proven that 10% of all the patients with this disease get better.
What? Only 10%? But that's terrible. Does that mean that I have only one chance in 10 of getting better? Are you trying to deceive me when you tell me that I'm going to get better?
Calm yourself. Calm yourself. You don't understand these things. It's a scientific problem.
Please, Doctor, explain.
All right. As you will see, there are other factors that have to be considered.
What other factors? Please tell me.
Listen to me. You are the 10th patient that I have treated for this disease.
Yes, yes, go on. So I'm the 10th patient that you've treated for this disease. I still don't understand.
Simple mathematics, my good man. You, being the 10th, have to get well because the other 9 died.